everybody's been watching Hocus Pocus 2, and the number one costume this Halloween is the witch.
Right.
But yeah. Carissa is the friendly witch. We found you. We found you. We brought you into the studio. What does it mean to be a real witch?
It's just using your intentions and anything that you do, manifesting what you want in life. Being a witch is believing energies in everything and using your hands and your mind to basically manipulate that energy to manifest what you are looking for.
Sorcery. Yeah. Sorcery. Yeah. Right? So there's energy in everything. Rocks, fire, living things, wind, water. I'm just trying to name powerful forces that I'm aware of, right?
Yeah.
And then you move your hands around. You make a hurricane in somebody's living room if you need to.
But how did you learn? So I always wonder, I go to Salem every year, and mm-hmm. I love going to like all the lectures and all that because I'm fascinated by it.
Yeah.
So how do you learn how to do it? Like, are there books you read, internet courses you take online, like college?
There are so many books and so many things. I mean, you could even start from, you know, looking online if you need to, but there's so many books and there's so much to like learn from it. I always suggest to look up things before just jumping into it because a mistake can end up being a huge mistake and you wouldn't know without, you know, looking into it first.
You could bring evil.
Right.
Because you could bring evil into
easy
the world.
Answer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Easy answer. Evil's just out there waiting.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like, you know, love spells. I'm advocate against those because I just feel like those aren't, they're not evil per se, but it does affect somebody's, you know, free will. Like, you know, you're trying to have somebody love you when they're not.
But what if they're like really wicked, awesome, and hot, and you know, successful? And it wouldn't be the worst thing if they just loved me. That wouldn't be bad. Like,
I mean, no
Katy Perry.
I just
asking for
them.
A friend.
She won't do them. Did you hear her?
They're not part of my.
But what if we learned? Then I could do it for a friend.
Well, Carissa said to me in an email, she said that, like, we were talking about what spells we're going to do, and we're going to do some spells. We're going to cast some spells coming up in just a few. And she said that she doesn't feel, you know, comfortable with love, which is fine. Mm-hmm. And all I kept thinking is, like, well, think about how many women and teenagers are obsessed with Harry Styles. Mm-hmm. If every person cast a spell for Harry Styles to love them,
yeah,
then what happens?
I think it already happened. It's called Olivia Wilde's salad dressing.
Okay.
I think we all know that now at this point, right?
Like, what happens if like multiple people cast a love spell on the same person?
I'm gonna have to get back to you on that one.
Okay.
Sister Wives. Discovery Network.
Okay, so in the movie Hocus Pocus, we saw a lot about how they would create the potions and they would cast mm-hmm. the spells and the things that you needed and like all the things that they're collecting trying to cast spells. Is that true? Like, do you need all different things for different spells?
You don't need them per se, but a lot of things do help. Like as far as color theory, like the color orange promotes, you know, happiness, even with money. So you're going to want to use that. But if you don't have like certain tools to do it, your biggest tool that you can own is your mind in witchcraft.
So you don't need dead man's toes like they needed in the original?
No, you don't.
Okay, good. Because I wasn't sure where to get those.
Holding on to these things for nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to cast a spell for money and a spell for protection. And that's coming up next with Carissa, the friendly witch. Have you ever wanted to cast a spell? You watched Hocus Pocus and you're like, if Bette Midler can do it, so can I? Carissa is the friendly witch, and she's been talking to us about how to cast spells, and we're going to do it right now. The first one we're going to do, which one is this spell?
This is the protection spell.
It says cast spell for protection.
Yes. All right.
So wait a minute. So this is like protection for like somebody you care about or yourself, or this like an extended warranty on your television? What is this?
I mean, it's whatever your intention is.
All right. So what do you have? And talk us through what to do.
Okay. So first and foremost, I have a spell jar. It could be any kind of container. I'm going to cleanse the jar. We don't want to start with a dirty jar. As far as what I mean is like any negative energy. So we want a clean base. So I am using incense, smoke from the incense to kind of cleanse the jar.
I'm glad you said using incense to cleanse the jar because I was thinking like Windex or Clorox wipes.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. A Q-tip.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Okay. So first, some dry rose. This is organic. Doesn't have to be organic. Some of these ingredients, if you find them at your local grocery store, you can use those too.
Okay.
The roses are to promote self-love. I almost forgot the salt.
What happens if we forget an item?
Then the spell doesn't work, right?
Like I said, it's always going to come down to your intentions on what you're doing for that spell.
So you're adding the salt. What does salt actually mean to witches?
It has a very protective property about it. It's cleansing and it's protective.
So roses, salt, what's next?
Next we have chamomile, which we know the tea puts us to sleep. So this is to relieve stress.
Okay.
Bay leaves is just another form of protection that can go in there. A lot of witches like to write what their intentions are on the bay leaf. Like, I might write money, and then I can put it in there. But for the most part, bay leaf's for protection. Cinnamon is for happiness. A lot of people throw cinnamon through their door. They blow it through the door, their front door, at the beginning of the month. And it's supposed to promote prosperity.
Oh, that's a good one. I'll have to try that.
And I've actually seen a lot of people say it works for them. So this is jasmine flower. It promotes wealth and good dreams. This ingredient is yarrow. This also promotes self-love. The last ingredient that I'm going to put in there is rose quartz. I have a black candle. Black stands for protection. And I'm going to light it above the spell jar and just let it melt over the jar. And this is going to seal the spell. Also going to use my mind to envision this bringing me protection.
So now what do you do with the spell jar?
So you can just kind of place this anywhere in your home, pretty much anywhere you see fit.
Just tell us, if we want to make the money spell, what do we put in our jar?
Cinnamon.
Okay.
The prosperity. You're going to want to put some type of monetary value. It could be like a penny. It could be literally anything that brings monetary value because we're making a money spell. You're going to want to use some orange zest. Orange can also bring money.
I like that.
And then the candle of choice, either a green candle or a golden candle.
Yeah, that makes
sense.
You're
going to go with that. You could say a chant if you want to.
Anna loves to chant.
I love to chant. What would I chant?
Mm-hmm. Bring money to me.
Money to me.
Or you could do more money, more problems, but that wouldn't make more sense.
No, that wouldn't make sense.
Right, no. You could do big money.
Big money. More money, no problems.
No problems.
More money, no problems. More money, no problems.
Hypnotized. He drives a really big boat in that one. Mm-hmm. Let me just ask you, the money that I put in there, after I've made the spell and coated it with the candle, can I take the money back out of the jar? It's got to stay in the jar.
I would leave it in there for a little bit so it could work its magic.
So it's going to be just a little bit of money in that jar because at some point I'm going to need to get back in that jar.
Carissa is the friendly witch. We're going to post how she created this spell for protection on our Instagram at Anna and Raven. Carissa, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.